Okay, good evening, Ambit Energy. So glad you guys joined us on a Sunday evening to help you. We've got some background noise going. Want to make sure. Okay, good. Looks like we're lines should be muted. They are. And we've got an exciting call tonight. What I do want you guys to be aware of is that these calls are recorded each and every week. They are located at topambitleaders.com. They're usually up by Tuesday, so it usually takes about a day or so to get them posted up there. topambitleaders.com. If you're not getting the newsletter from that website, that is Brian McClure's website. He cannot add you to it, but if you want to get updates on things that are going on in Ambit or who the special guest is for this week, then you can always subscribe to his website, to his newsletter there. And then just in case, and if you think you've already done it but you're not getting, go ahead and try it again. You won't get duplicate emails. Those get filtered out. So make sure you are getting those announcements. And then also, we did go ahead and create a Facebook page as well, which is Ambit Business Builder Call, Ambit Business Builder Call. You can go do a search for that and find that page. We post their stuff, upcoming call. We post notes from the call and various other things that we're starting to put there. So that's kind of a work in progress. But as many people as we can get to plug in on that, we'll be able to keep people up to speed on what's happening with Ambit across the entire country. And given that this call is a business builder call, we always bring people on the line that are really out there working. They're rolling up their sleeves. They're making things happen. They're upcoming leaders. They're fast trackers. They're five-star trip winners. They're yellow. They're purple jack winners. So we put people on here that are definitely getting the job done, and they've become leaders of leaders. And tonight is really no exception. We've got a great lineup with a mother-daughter team that we've watched over the past couple of years really come into the business, build it strong, create their own identity, and just doing some really, really great things in the business. And some of you guys are familiar with who they are, but I bet most of you are not familiar with who they are. But Deborah Gardner and then her daughter, Amber Hassett, they work the business independently, but they also work very closely together as well, which I thought would be a very nice change of pace to kind of hear the perspective of a mother-daughter that's building the business. So if you guys would please help me welcome Deborah Gardner and Amber Hassett. Ladies, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you. So glad to have you guys on the call.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Absolutely. Now, are you guys in two separate locations right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. So, you know, first and foremost, you know, there's so many people out there that don't know your story. So kind of give us some kind of like the background of, you know, what life was like before Ambit, and then kind of bring us up to speed how you got started in the business.
Sure. So I'm going to start. This is Amber. It's almost exactly 3 years ago to the day, Tien Bui contacted my husband. So Tien Bui and my husband went to the same college. They had never met. And we live in Northwest Indiana. So when Tien heard that Ambit was going to open in Indiana, he just did a Google search of schools in Northwest Indiana. He found the one that my husband works at, and he called. And he talked to somebody and said, you know, I'm looking for someone that wants to make some extra money. And the guy who answered the phone says, well, you should probably talk to Alex Hassett, and gave him my husband's number. And so he called and he just said a bunch of things and said something about, did we want to sell gas? Because Indiana's a gas market. And my husband called me from work and he said, are you interested in selling gas? And I was like, well, I'm interested in pretty much anything at this point, and we need extra money. So sure, let's take a look at it. And Tien chased us for a couple weeks. We had just had our fourth baby. He was born in January, and this was February, so it was still very new. And he finally got us in the middle of a snowstorm, and he showed us the presentation. And by the end of the presentation, I was throwing the credit card at my husband and just said, sign us up. To which my husband looked at me like, are you for real? And he looked and he goes, honey, you don't like people. And I was like, okay, this is true, but I could probably learn to like people. And I can say over the last 3 years, we've grown so much. And we needed Ambit more than we ever knew when this kind of just landed in our lap. Because at the time, so when I threw the credit card at my husband, we had $300 in our bank account. And the 10160 was a third of everything we had at that time. And we really took a chance. I had no idea how we were going to get paid. And I remember sitting there thinking, we've got to figure this out. And so we talked to Matt LaPalme, national consultant Matt LaPalme, who happens to be my sponsor. Tian connected us because he was closest geographically. And I remember saying, what do I have to do? And he said, you know, you got to start looking for consultants, find a consultant. So like any good child, I went to my mother and I just kept bugging her until she would take a look at the business. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Deb, and she's going to tell you how she got involved.
Well, one quick second before Deborah starts there. So
sure.
I love it. So after the fourth child, which we have people that are telling us, oh, no, you know, they don't have any kids, and they're talking about how busy they are. And then it sounds like you guys pretty much started the business with a silver spoon in your mouth. That's
yeah,
a joke.
I mean, no. Yeah, I always say
you
know, like, we
you had all the time in the world, you had all the money in the world, and you figured, well, I'll just go ahead and try this business. No. That's amazing. That's awesome. Okay, Deborah, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
I had to laugh at that because Amber was actually getting up at 5 a.m. and working for me in my medical transcription service, and she was exhausted and her husband was exhausted and with four kids, you know, that's definitely not a silver spoon. And then my story with this is that I have a medical transcription service and I still do have that service. I have had it for 31 years. Thanks to Amber, I started it when she was born. And I thank God every day that I have two businesses that were both started because of Ambit. And the first one started losing work because of technology. So I have doctors that, you know, if anybody's familiar with going to the doctor, nowadays you go there and the doctors are typing their own stuff. And that's what we used to do. We still do. We only do it for specialists. So I was trying to rebuild that business. And anybody that has a brick and mortar business knows that it is so hard. It's so much harder even than Ambit could ever think of being. And so I had at one time 75 people working for me. I was down to about 20 and I was rebuilding. I was having to do all this work and I was working 90 to 100 hours a week. And here's Amber telling me she's going to sell gas. And I'm like, Pat, I think Amber's losing her mind. She's talking about selling us gas and I don't even know what she's talking about. So her and Pat and Amber were at a Valentine's Day bowling tournament, and we started asking her all these questions about how does this work and how does deregulation work, and she had no clue. So we just kept ignoring her. We didn't watch the videos. We finally got away for a weekend, and she called us, and she goes, listen, we met with this guy named Matt LaPalme, and we're all signed up, and I really need you guys to watch these videos. So we talked to her for a while, and Pat goes, well, she's not stupid. Let's watch the videos when we go home. So when we went home, you know, life took over. We didn't watch the videos. Tuesday came and went. Wednesday came and went. On Thursday, I was like, okay, I really have to see what this is about. I watched the opportunity video, and I get a lot of people not signing up with videos. Then I watched Chris and Jerry's video. And at that point, their integrity, I really felt that integrity. And it blew me away. And just listening about what little bit I knew about deregulation, I knew it was going to be big. And I signed us up. And then Amber comes back to me and says, hey, this guy named Matt LaPalme can come to your house and do a business presentation. And Amber, do you want to talk about how that came about, that the family came into play there?
Yeah, I had texted every family member a text message. And I can tell you, I know this is a question later of what not to do as a new consultant, but one of the things you never want to do as a new consultant is send a text message where when it says, you know, text 1 of 5 is sending and then 2 of 5. And that was how long the text message I was sending was. I was trying to explain Ambit in a text message. So naturally, no one responded. And so after my mom signed up, I just said, we have to show everybody in the family, but no one will talk to me. And so she said, it's fine. We're going to have a breakfast. Everybody's going to come. I'll make it a mandatory breakfast. And that mandatory breakfast was the moment that was like, this could really work. And Matt came, and 100% of the people that showed up, which was 3 siblings plus grandparents, and I think that was it, 3 siblings and grandparents. Everybody was like, we're all in. And everybody stepped up, and we all kind of started as a family that day. Deb, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah. So we really didn't know, we still didn't know what this actually did, what the so-called pyramid scheme was. But we were understanding, in fact, arguing later how this would work. And, you know, we understood nothing except there was big residual there, and that was the first time Pat had seen anything, and he was just, I was so excited that he was excited. Everybody was excited. So my mom didn't show up. I called her and I said, you know, we're not sure how this pyramid works, but you have to sign up under Pat's mom and dad. And she's like, you guys don't even know about that. And I said, well, she goes, you don't even know what this is. So we had her sign up, and then Erica Luga, who is also our other daughter, signed up under my mom, and it has completely changed our parents' lives as well, because they, I mean, they're elderly and they're getting over $1,000
more residual. Yeah, more residual than their Social Security. Yeah.
That's amazing. I've had to have my phone on mute because I was laughing so hard. Now, you guys have been in business long enough. You do know it's not a pyramid, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But you know, when you start, I know, but it's funny. When you start, you're like, okay, so this is kind of, you're in your head going, and I didn't think of it really as a pyramid scheme. I knew that people under people make money, but we didn't know how. And I knew we were going to hear a pyramid scheme from people.
Yes, and in fact, funny story. So the first time we got paid, you know, you get that paper check in the mail, and it says your success is showing. And I opened that check, and I mean, we had never heard of Ambit prior to 2 weeks before this. And so I called my husband at work, and I said, well, the good news is they paid us. And he said, well, great, go cash it, just make sure it works. And so at that point, I cashed the check, and I said, all right, well, it did cash. And he goes, now figure out how to make more, because we were so green and just didn't have a clue. But, you know, my goal at that point was I want to make money every single week. And so if you show me what I got to do, I'm just going to do it.
So, you know, you guys, you know, you fast-tracked RC, SC, and EC. But during that time, during that process, when was the moment that you realized that Ambit was it for you? You know, some people think it's when you hit executive or you hit a certain amount of dollars amount, but I find it's way sooner than that when people really see that this is the light at the end of the tunnel, that they could make something happen here. When was that for you guys?
Deb, you start.
Well, okay, I'll start. I knew in my heart right away that this was going to be a game changer for me, that I was going to be able to make it my plan A instead of my plan B. I would say, right away, like you said, I knew in my heart very soon that it was big and that it was going to be everything that I needed. Power Trip is what really made me, and this was only 4 weeks in, and that was on Tian's insistence. He was like, you guys have to come to Power Trip. You have to come to Power Trip. And I think I was already kind of even telling the girl that managed my office at that point before Power Trip, you have to hire people, replace me, do what you have to. I want nothing to do with my business right now. I have to make this Ambit thing work. And I mean, looking back, guys, I hate to say this, but I have pretty much walked away completely from a 30-year business. I loan it money when it needs money because it's still not doing well. I need to get rid of it. But, you know, it's always going to be part of a love in my life. Anyway, power trip, when I saw all these people standing up and saying that they owned previous businesses and they were able to leave their businesses, they were executive consultants, and it was a whole room of them. In fact, Mary and Richard, you were some of the people that were speakers at that, and we watched you, Mary, do part of a presentation, and Amber looked at me and she goes, I'm going to be able to do a presentation just like that lady. So that was it for me. It was power trip, and that was only 4 weeks in.
And I would say, in all honesty, my mom was the reason that I really thought that it was it, because she was just like, this is it. And I'm like, okay, this is it. And she goes, we're going to do it. We're sitting on a bomb here, and it's about to explode. And I was like, okay, then let's just do it. And so I kind of just – and I think we've always followed each other's leads and really kind of been pace setters for each other, and which I really, really believe is why we've been so successful in this.
That's awesome. You know, when I saw Mary do the presentation, I thought, man, someday I might be able to do the presentation like that lady. I'm still trying. I'm not there. I don't look good in high heels.
But Richard, I won't forget hearing her words say that she thought she would never stand in front of a room of people, because I was that person as well. There was no way I would stand in front of a room of people. It took me for a long time. Amber's always been the kind of performer person in our family. She did school plays. She did everything. And for me, I was like, no way. I'm not. I was kind of thrown into it when she didn't show up to a presentation at my house. I was like, oh my God, I got to do this thing.
That's awesome. Well, you know, looking back, right, and this is helping like new people and even people that might be in a position where maybe where they got life got in the way, they might be a little flat with their business, whatever that might be, is what do you know now that you wish you had known when you got started?
I think the biggest thing is that, like, you have to be ready for the no's, even though nobody is ever ready for the no's, right? I feel like the new consultant comes in and they say, you know, if you told them, like, eventually they're going to die, they're like, they know in the back of their head, like, eventually they're going to die. Like, everybody will. But they're also like, it's not going to happen to me. So the new consultant comes in and they're like, oh, yeah, no one's ever going to tell me no because I am awesome. And then they go out there and they get their first no. And so to kind of – one of the things that I realize now is that people are going to tell you no. And I still hate it when they tell me no. I still get all kinds of fiery, angry, like inside-out movie mad that they said no. But it's kind of like, okay, well, that person said no, but that's okay. Like I can keep going. And so for the people who are kind of stuck, like you have to keep going, even if somebody tells you no, or you're, I don't know, the mental game is the biggest part. You know, if you can have the mindset that I can do this no matter what happens. And that was the big thing I know for me, was that I told my mom this earlier today. I said, I used to see the pink Cadillac, you know, lady driving down the road and be like, that could never be me. Or hear about the people that go on free vacations with multi-level marketing companies and be like, that'll never be me. But instead of saying that'll never be me, say, why can't it be me? Like, what if I could? And run after it and chase it. And that whole mindset of, no, I am going to be an executive consultant. I am going to be a national consultant. Even when people tell me no, or, you know, I get down on this and it is a hard day, because we've all had hard days, like, I can still do it. And so I don't know if that really answers the question. Deb, do you have anything to add to that?
I don't know if you answered the question.
Well,
what was
I think
the
biggest thing
she
is,
talks
like,
so much,
like, what do I know now? What do I know now that I didn't know then? People are going to tell you no. And you got to keep going,
right.
Even when they tell you no. Like, yeah, sorry. It was a long-winded way to say, like, you know, even the consultant who believes no one can tell them no, somebody will. It's going to happen.
That's perfect. You know, you know, y'all definitely say no differently than we say it down here. That's all. No. Hey, no. No. We say no. Right. Yeah, so I love it.
Oh, that's funny.
But so what do you think? I'll lead off with Deb on this one. You know, what has been your greatest challenge and how'd you overcome it?
Challenge is probably warm market.
Deb, you're nervous.
Warm market. I'm a nervous person. I'm nervous. I don't like to pick up the phone and call people that I know. I would rather stand in a parking lot and talk to 50 people than talk to somebody that I know about Ambit. And the reason is I'm afraid they're going to tell me no. And I am the kind of person that will do anything for anybody. And when they tell me no, I'm going to be really angry at them. So to overcome that, I don't ever talk to people I know. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I can tell you I still probably have 500 people that I know that I need to talk to.
But we call each other. I feel like, how do you overcome
that? Yeah,
them?
This is how we overcome.
We literally call each other, and we'll be like, okay, I'm getting ready to call so-and-so. And my mom will be like, okay, go do it. Or I'll stand in her kitchen, and I'll be like hunched over, like taking deep breaths, like, okay, here I go. I've got to make the phone call. And we both do it like equally, or we'll pull up to a place and we're like, okay, we're going
to
go in here. We know these people.
She's mean to me.
Yeah. We'll pull up and we have this plan. We're going to go talk to these people about being customers, and she'll park the car and be like, let's get out. I'll be like, I'm good. You go for it. I got the car. I'll keep it warm. but I think you just,
we use each other.
Agree.
That's how
yeah.
I overcome it. We use each other. We really do.
That and humor.
We lean on each other a lot. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, if Ambit Corporate ever decides they want to do a reality TV show for Ambit, I'm recommending you guys.
Oh, we would be great.
Oh, it would be so funny.
We're going to have them follow you around the camera and all these different scenarios. But I will say this.
You have no idea. This girl wants me to have a reality when I'm talking to her on the phone and I'm walking around in the grocery store. She's like, Mom, there needs to be a reality TV show following you around because you're so funny.
Well, you know, you said something really great in there, whereas, you know, you guys kind of like pump each other up, you prep each other. You know, we tell people all the time, you know, if you're uncomfortable picking up the phone calling somebody, then, you know, listen, you know, if your sponsor's got enough experience, great, call them. If you got a running buddy in Ambit that you can reach out to, or someone in your upline, obviously preferably a senior, an executive, or a national, that you can mock the conversation with and kind of get those pregame jitters out of the way. And then I always tell everyone, listen, go make a call, and then give me a call and tell me how it went. And it's no different in football, where you've got the coach gives the quarterback the play, the quarterback runs the play, and then they come back for coaching. It's run the play, get coaching, run the play, get coaching. And it just sounds like that's what you guys do naturally with each other. It's what more and more consultants need to do with each other so that they can, you know, they can get better at their craft and better at their trade. So that's really good stuff. You know, what piece of advice would you give a new consultant or someone who is feeling stuck right now in their business?
I would say...
Go ahead, Deb. Sorry.
Go ahead, Anne. Okay.
No, really, go.
No, this is no joke. Sometimes we say the exact same words at the exact same time. I would say get plugged into other people. You have to stay involved. And you just have to know that Ambit's in your heart, but... And I tell people, you will be successful in Ambit when it's in your heart. It was in my heart within the first couple of days. I walked around just smiling from ear to ear, and everybody's like, you look so happy. And I'm like, I feel like I won the lottery. But you really have to plug into people. If you are sitting there, this is a lonely business at times. So if you're sitting there alone and you're not reaching out to people to get help or plugging into calls like this or some sort of a training or something it's just not good. I just really don't think it's good for you to do that. You have to move forward and you will get unstuck. Amber, you go ahead.
Good. Amber?
Okay, give me 1 second. Sorry. I have a child that's very sick and he just woke up. So, Deb, go ahead and keep talking.
Okay. Sounds good. So, you know, you talked about, you guys talked about power trip, that you went to a power trip, and that was kind of one of the things that solidified things for you. You know, someone who's never been to a power trip, I mean, what are some of the things that you would, you know, say to them to say, like, you got to get there? Because, you know, some people are going to come to Dallas and they're going to get on a plane or they're going to drive in a car, because there's only two power trips a year. There's one up in the Northeast that kind of moves around a little bit. Typically, the one in Texas is always done in Dallas. So we always do that one in spring. And then we, you know, since we have Ambition that's in the fall, we try to minimize their travel expenses by doing power trip back up there in the Northeast. So what would you kind of say to somebody who's, you know, hey, what's this power trip thing, or should I go, or, you know, hey, I went to the last one. What would you tell somebody?
You have to go. Especially if you're new in Ambit, and I don't know, between that and Ambition, it just gives you a whole nother belief level. Seeing people like you and Mary and Brian McClure and just some of the phenomenal speakers, and listening to people share their stories, and just knowing that Ambit is real. I think that's, you know, like Amber said, when they got their first check, they had only heard about Ambit not too far before that. And we live in the kind of area where people are like, what are you talking about? It has to be a scam if somebody's trying to sell you, telling you you're going to pay less for your guests, or a little less even. It has to be a scam. Or we know about those companies. When you go to something as big as Power Trip, and I thank Tian every day and my husband for saying, because Pat works a lot of hours too, he's a plant manager. When he said, we talked to Tian on the phone, and Tian said, you guys have to come. Pat looked at me and he said, I think you have to go. If he says you have to go, I think you have to go. We believe that much in something we don't even know about. And this guy is telling us you have to go, and he's going to let you and Eric and Amber stay at his house. And it's funny because Tian said, he called Matt LaPalme and said, these aren't the kind of people that are going to stand over me with a knife while I'm sleeping, right? you really just have to go, guys. If you, especially if you're in driving distance, don't miss it.
Mm-hmm. I second everything Debbie just said. I completely agree.
You know, Power Trip's been one of those things for Mary and I that the only ones that we ever missed was one of the time that we were in Japan. So we kind of missed, I think, two of them at least at that point in time. And, you know, I think it was the first one or the second one, Mary, you know, was on bed rest, and she had to get permission from her doctor after she just wore them out to agree to let her go as long as she was in a wheelchair or on a cot. And literally during the whole power trip, she was on the very front row in a cot, laying down on her side, listening to the speakers. And, you know, it's just always been one of those things that we have made it just part of our routine of what we do. And I think the main thing most people don't realize is exactly what you guys said. If you didn't go to power trip, you know, your vision would have been so small until you actually made it to Ambition. And that's just too long for a new consultant to just kind of hang on to one person's words until you actually see that, you know, several hundred people in a room and hear these top earners from all across the country and these up-and-coming leaders, it just doesn't become real for you. And you don't have enough gas in the tank to take, you know, to just carry the day through. So, you know, I've always loved Chris and Jerry on Friday night when they do the open Q&A with anyone that wants to walk up there and ask a question. That is really, for me, probably the two moments during the year that I look forward to the most. And I've been around those guys on trips and private meetings and, you know, whatever. But those evenings is what I look forward to the most. So definitely, if you're someone new on this call, new to Ambit, you've never been to a power trip, or you've been in Ambit for a while and not been to a power trip, go to ambitpowertrip.com, ambitpowertrip.com, and take a look at what's available. It is an amazing event, and I know every leader works hard to bring people to that event, whether it's the Northeast or Texas, but take advantage of what's available. Those VIP tickets will be up there just for a little while longer, and then they're gone. So take advantage of that, because you've got to do your part on expanding your vision. Do not rely on your sponsor, your upline. You're an independent consultant. They're there to work with you and run with you, but at the end of the day, it's your business. You got to lead yourself and get yourself in front of the right people, not just some of the time, all the time. And so, but ladies, gosh, I mean, we've loved having you on. I mean, I wish this call was an hour long, but I do want to give each of you a chance to share with everyone just, you know, just some final thoughts of what you'd like to leave everybody with on whether it's what to do going forward or what not to do going forward, but just some final thoughts that you'd have for everyone listening tonight.
Amber, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. My biggest motto has always been, you know, walk with the walkers, run with the runners, and just don't sit the bench. So, you know, keep moving forward. And while you're moving forward and you're making those calls, you're making those contacts, you're showing the plan, you're asking people to be customers and you're getting possible no's, really look back at each situation and say, you know, how could I have done that a little bit differently? How could I have done it better? And if something's not working, always remember you can change it. So I think that's the biggest hang-up that – one of the biggest hang-ups that people tend is they keep doing the same thing over and over again. They keep getting the same results, and it's not the results they want. And so you've got to be able to look at that and change it just a little bit so that you will get the results you want. Deb?
I say don't wait. Don't wait for somebody. Don't wait for anything. Just you're going to make mistakes. And like Amber said, she was literally sending out five-page text messages. Don't do that, but don't sit around and try to learn what to do. You have to get yourself out there. You have to get yourself exposed. Get promoted as fast as you can. Because of our family, I promoted in the first day to regional, but in 13 days to senior, because I knew it was, I had to share it like I was on fire, because I really felt like that. I felt like this was it. This is going to change everybody's lives. Sometimes people don't want to hear it because they don't believe that what you can have can change their life. It can. Just remember that they don't know what you know, and they haven't seen what you've seen. Just, you're going to make mistakes. Just go out there like you are on fire and share it with everybody.
That's awesome. I mean, both of those comments, I mean, everyone should have wrote those down. If you didn't, the recording will be at topambitleaders.com. You know, and the other thing, you know, we've talked a lot about Power Trip tonight, but at the beginning of the call, we had a lot of people that were saying they weren't registered for Ambition. I'm guessing that's because they're new. I will leave with a couple things, and then before I make some final comments, is if you're not registered for Ambition, your current promotion is tied to being registered for Ambition. So there's no double, triple bonuses available for anyone that's not registered for Ambition. And if you don't know what that means, get with your sponsor, get with your upline, at least senior executive, just because they're more familiar with all the different promotions that have been done over the past, you know, several months or years, depending on how long they've been in the business, and just understand the impact or the importance of that, because one, Ambition is our annual convention, but from time to time, there's promotions that are tied to people that are attending events, and that is just one of those that you just can't miss for your business, so make sure you're plugged into that. But ladies, I mean, y'all just, I mean, knocked it out of the park tonight. There's so many things that I hope everyone took notes on, but, you know, the thing that I keep hearing over and over again is increase your vision, and you got to go for it. You cannot be scared to go for it. You're going to get some no's. You're going to get some rejection. That's fine, but you got to keep on pressing forward and keep on improving yourself, because you've figured out that this is your ticket out of whatever it is you're doing. Now, not everybody wants to quit their day job. They don't want to quit their business for whatever reason. They don't want to quit their job they've had or their career. And that's fine. This is, Ambit's a great part-time business. But it's also a great business if you're wanting to really set yourself free from all the stuff that you've been encumbered by over the years. And I know for Mary and I, getting out of the mortgage business was a very, very big deal. You know, 4 years committed in that, trained hundreds of people in that business, and literally, you know, our life was falling apart because of it. And Ambit was the awakening, but we didn't see it like y'all did. It took us about 6+ months before we could actually see the writing on the wall. And, you know, I'm glad that we did. So I just appreciate you guys being on. I know Mary had some couple of comments you want to make here real quick.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, ladies, I thoroughly enjoyed the call tonight, just listening in. I wasn't feeling great. But the thing I want to point out to everybody is, against all odds, these women have kept plowing through, no matter how they felt, no matter what the obstacle is, and even a lot of people didn't catch it. Amber's got a sick child that she's taking care of, and so she just keep on going. Like, life's going to throw stuff at you, but what is it that you really want to have, and what are you willing to do to go get it? So you guys really reminded me how important it is to go to those big events, to go to Power Trip, to go to Ambition, because it does broaden your vision. And I know for me, even after 12 years in the business, it still broadens my vision. I mean, even this call is like, wow, I need to step up my game. So we just really thoroughly enjoy it. So thank you guys, you ladies, for taking time out. And I think on the next call, we'll have to get the men on the call.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much.
Oh, you bet. You bet. It was our pleasure. Well, you guys have an awesome week. Stay on the line for a little bit, because I'm going to let everyone get a chance to say goodnight to you guys and tell you that what a great call it was. So hang tight.
Thank you for your support.